AM 1400 K1, and another opportunity to let you know about something coming up a week from Saturday. That'll be November 5th, and Bob and Naomi Lanier are in to give us some more information. And let's start off. Did I get the name of the event correct? A Call to Pray, is that right?
Yes, we're calling it A Call to Pray for America.
Certainly, I think our country and the world needs it. But let's talk about the need and why particularly you chose November 5th.
Well, it's real close to the election. I want it fresh in everybody's mind to be praying for America as they go to the polls. We're not praying for a specific candidate. We're praying for the righteousness of God to come back to America.
Well, hopefully that will guide the voters in his will. So we'll say, however that turns out, it may turn out to be a candidate, but that's not your intent.
Yeah. Yeah. The candidate God wants in there.
There you go. I like that idea. And you have supplied me with all kinds of references where I know we're not going to get through half of this. But again, is where, I mean, obviously people can pray wherever they are.
Wherever they are.
But do you have some specific place that you would like to gather?
The Drake University, or Drake Library at Wesleyan University, mm-hmm. upstairs in room 201, 202.
Okay. And let's go ahead and get some time information out there. We'll cover it again at the end, but I want to make sure people are getting in and out of their car all the time.
It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
So you can come stay 5 minutes or an hour or all day.
Okay,
well. It's an open meeting where, because I know everybody can't come for 6 hours.
Your knees are going to get tired too, so.
When I was praying about this, I thought 10 to 2,
mm-hmm.
and then I just really felt needed to go to 4. And a friend of mine said that Jesus was on the cross for 6 hours. And I thought, well, we need to stand for America with him for that 6 hours. That's the reason we're going from 10 to 4.
That's a good reason. Naomi, let's just get you in conversation a little bit. I know that this is Bob's brainchild, but it takes support, and that's I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, it takes lots of support.
Yeah.
I think that I remember that verse of forsake not the assembling of the self together as often as you can.
Yeah.
And I feel that sometimes we let our church barriers or church name of the church that we go to get in the way of fellowship with other Christian people. He didn't call different religions together. He called people, my people, who are called by my name.
Okay.
And so he says to forsake not. And that's what we're trying to do, is forsake not the assembling of ourselves and pray for one another and pray for this election. I feel that both our candidates need a lot of prayer.
They both have flaws, don't they?
Yes, both of them need lots of prayer. And God is able to change the heart of them.
Okay, I will agree with that. Bob, I'm just going to jump ahead a little bit here. You brought in a point of history that I wanted to mention. Certainly, if we go back to the earliest settlers of our country, the Mayflower Compact, there is a history of prayer there.
Yes, they are. And about 5 years ago, we went to Pennsylvania to my daughter's for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And my son-in-law was raised in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how good do you know Washington, D.C.? And he said, pretty good. So he took us to Washington, D.C. for tour and all over Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so impressed with the prayer that's wrote in stone. Every meeting was opened with prayer. They did not know the term separation of church and state. They opened every meeting with prayer.
Oh, and that was that phrase came out of a letter that was written by Mr. Jefferson, but not part of our founding documents per se.
Right.
As far as the intent, you've supplied me with all kinds of references, and again, I'm not going to cover all those, but I want to give you the opportunity to bring out the ones that really speak to you.
Well, he said, if my people who are called by my name, I think our churches needs to be woke up.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of sincere praying people We're a part of two different prayer groups that meets regularly every week to pray for Bartlesville, Washington County, Oklahoma, and our federal. And there's another one that goes on in Copan. And I know if there's that many, there's many more that I'm not aware of. But overall, the church needs to wake up and take a stand in prayer and righteousness and not vote their billfold, but vote for righteousness.
And so, I'm sorry, Naomi, you had something if you were going to add
tell
to that.
Tell them where we meet. We meet at City Hall on Tuesdays at noon for one of those prayer meetings. And it's been good. It's really been good. I think we've seen some changes take place. And so please come and meet us to pray for our police officers, our firemen, government. We meet to pray for our nation. So it's at the City Hall, second floor.
Okay.
Come meet us at noon to 1, every Tuesday.
And then again, a week from Saturday on the Oklahoma Wesleyan University campus. And again, yes. That's a six-hour session. Come and go as your schedule will allow.
Yes.
I just wanted to cover a couple of these. There are probably a whole lot more prayer groups than you and I know about. But the point is you're inviting all of them to come on Saturday, a week from Saturday.
What I put in the paper, I should have been a little more clear. I said pastors, intercessors, and worship leaders, but I want the whole body together. It's not about platform ministry. I want the whole body of Christ to rise up and be strong like God called us to be.
So if to carry that illustration on, if we are a hand, it's okay. If we are a foot, it's okay.
Yes. We need the whole body, not just part of it.
Okay. Are there additional things? I mean, candidates certainly are important on this election.
Yes.
But
yes.
That's not, you're not limiting to candidates. You're,
no.
you're talking about laws that need to be written or changed or deleted or any other thing that was to the benefit of our country.
Yes, Psalms 2 said the heathens have gathered together, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but to rage against God and his anointed. And that was quoted again in Acts chapter 4 when they rallied against Jesus. All rebellion is against God. And we need to pray for the righteous to stand up and be strong and say, no more. My personal opinion of when they opened the door for the pornography business just to go wild and people could say anything they want to, I've got a right to disagree with my government without going to jail. That don't give me the right to talk filthy or where I'm at.
I'm 100%. So part of it is not only the prayer for our nation, which is needed, but also asking people to take a stand to a certain extent.
Yes, take a stand. And that's what we're doing. When in Chronicles 20, when they took a stand, God set up the ambushes. All they done was stand out there and worship God. And the enemy destroyed one another. And I believe if we will take a stand and worship our God, we'll see what he will do. We still got a mighty God. And he founded America, and he's well able to perform that which he started, Psalms 138:8. And I believe he's rising up people all over. I get reports from all over.
So you're seeing it?
Yeah.
I think that's encouraging.
IHOP Church out of Kansas City set up a tent way back, and they've been out there all summer praying 24/7, and they're in front of the Washington Monument with a tent called the Tent of David, praying for America, praying for this, and they're going to stay there till the election. Then they just had, I don't know how many natives, they had 1,000 different tribes represented there for 2 days of prayer. It just got over. So things are really happening all over. I mean, God is really, I get reports, just makes me want to jump up and shout what God is doing.
As far as the event a week from Saturday on the Oklahoma Wesleyan University campus, will this be times of both led and unled prayer?
Yes. Yes. If somebody's got a prayer that they want to say, they can let me know and we'll give them a mic. We'll have an open mic, so. And then we're going to do some corporate worship, then we'll just have some quiet worship while we're praying.
So sounds like, I'll say, a varied day of activities. And as people go and come, the atmosphere probably will change because of the number of people in the room.
Yes.
Naoma, I think you just look like you're anxious to jump in here with one more thing. We got about a minute, about 2 minutes left to go.
I'm just excited about this. I've been in a few big prayer sessions, and I just feel excited about this. I think it's a wonderful thing if we can just come together as people of God and worship. It gives not only God a chance to answer our prayers, but it also strengthens us. We strengthen each other when we get together and we pray for one another and we pray for different issues. It gives us strength.
Okay. I think that's...
So I'm excited about this. I really am.
Well, it's an opportunity, I think, for the community, for the area to get excited about what can be going on in our country. Bob, we've got about a minute left. I want to make sure that you get the opportunity to invite people to come out and anything else you want to have.
Yes, if you don't know where Drake University is, when you go down the drive past the chapel, you'll see a big building on your right-hand side and a parking lot right in front of it. Go in the door and go upstairs, and we'll be right there.
10 to 2, a week from Saturday, November 5th?
November 5th.
And
we're just excited to see who's going to be there. And I am thankful for Wesleyan University supplying the room for us. And I think we have a great university that's got a great president out there, and I'm just thrilled to be out there.
You are invited 6 hours or 6 minutes or anything in between.
Right.
And you are invited again starting at 10 o'clock to 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
Saturday, November 5th on the Oklahoma Wesleyan University campus. Bob and Naoma Lanier in to issue that invitation. I'll echo it. News on the way next.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
CBS News.